Rav Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Aleph. We start a new Perek, and we are at the beginning of the Perek of Ezra Neshech on the Mishnah at the bottom. Three lines from the bottom, the brighter, the Gemara, three lines from the Tara Rabbanan, et kas b'chaloti ten lo b'neshech, omit lo titen achilecha ratza. We got a pasuk over here, which we saw in the Mishnah as well, which we saw that there was that neshech, the word neshech seemed to appear in the Torah with regards to money, and marbit and ribit appear with regards to food. Okay, so we already saw in the Mishnah discussing it, there's neshech as a tarbit, neshech is a marbit, so you need money, but dinan is a time, chitin b'shalosh, so neshech noshech as a tarbit, tamarbit b'peirot. When you charge a lot more for the produce, and then we saw that the Mishnah went off and sidetracked a bit and gave us an example, which was a drabanan. And the Gemara asked the question, the fact that we left Ribit Doraita and discussed the Rabbanan, it seems that Doraita, Neshech, and Tarbit are the same thing. And we discussed that in the Gemara. To dedicate the Shir to Nishmat, soldiers and civilians who died in this war, and to the Ptuim, Shavra for Shleima, and to the Chatufim, and the Nidarim, mentioned the loss of our member of the Paris tank, Matan Shachar Ben Anat, Shavra for Shleima, and Bosor Tofot for this last day of Pesach. Okay, so we're starting at the Brayta. The Brayta again quotes the Pasuk. Rabbi tells us, et kaspecha lo titen lo b'neshech, your money you can't give with neshech, v'barbit lo titen achlecha, and your food you shouldn't give him with tarbit. Okay, so what's the question? Ain't it a neshech because of a ribit bochel? So we see from this Brayta that neshech is money and ribit is ochel, is food. So neshech bochel, where do we see the Gemara already told us, the Mishnah said, that Neshech and Ribit go together. So the Brayta asked the question, we see in the Pasuk only Neshech with money and Ribit Bochel, Neshech Bochel. Now, where do we see that the word Neshech applies with food as well? It's not just Tarbit, it's Neshech as well. It says, Minayin Tamud Lomar, and quotes the Pasuk. The Pasuk is, Lo Tashich La'achicha, you can't charge interest, which is Neshech. Lo Tashich, the Pasuk means very, Lo tashich, it's nisur doraita, lo tashich lachicha, your brother. And the pasuk says, neshech kesef, neshech with regards to money, or neshech ochel, or neshech kol davar sheishach. So yeah, the word neshech applies to food and applies to everything else. So we see there, the word neshech b'bochel. So we say, okay, very nice, neshech ochel, we and ribit b'kesef b'nai. So it seems to be the word neshech ochel, well, neshech is ochel, but ribit kesef, where do we see ribit applies to kesef as well? Could we see up until the ribit applies to food? Talmud Lomar, the Gemara quotes that same pasuk, which says, neshech kesef, right? And neshech kesef, we don't need neshech for kesef. Because we've already got a pasuk which says, et kaspecha lo teno b'neshech. So we've got the pasuk that tells us that neshech applies to kesef, correct? So we don't need a pasuk now for neshech kesef. The pasuk here says, lo tashich lachicha neshech kesef. The Gemara says, neshech kesef. Eino in the neshech kesef, if it's not teaching us the din of neshech kesef, why? Shekvah ne'emah, lo tashich lachicha. Because the pasuk where he says, right, lo tashich lachicha. So here the Gemara is not, so I said that neshech is really from a pure pasuk. But yeah, the Gemara is telling us that the pasuk says Lo tashich la'achicha, and the last part of that pasuk is Lo tashich la'achicha kol davar sheyishach. So any neshech. So what is the neshech telling us over here? So in other words, this neshech replaces neshech as t'nei inyan ribit kesef. Telling us that money is with ribit. Okay. So, Sherekvan Yamal, Oshik Lachicha, to know Inyan Ribit Kesef. Now, if you look at the Rashi over here, the Rashi which we started, that said Neshech is the Ribit Bekesef Inayin, is over here on this Amud. The previous Amud, in the Amud there was Ribit Kesef Inayin. Rashi says, Ribit Kesef Inayin, Shover Af Belav Sheini Shel Ribit, because we said there's two Lavim. And then we said that Talmud Lomar, Belave Neshech Kesef, Imanu Inyan Gufo, see the Rashi says over here, if it isn't necessary for itself, Lechayvo alav shel neshech, shari kvar ne'emar berosh ha-mikra lo tashich. Rashi learns it from lo tashich. Asim, you're not supposed to learn neshech. Ubesayfen, ubesofo ne'emar kol devar sheyashich. Ze lo tashich and kol devar sheyashich. So what do we got? We got Neshech Kesef, or we got Lot Ashich and Kol Davash Asher Yashich. She says, learn that, Linyan Ribit Kesef. So she says, Vashta Shminan Milot Ashich, Bain Kesef, Bain Ochel. So now, since we've got this pasuk of Kesef, basically for Kesef and Ochel, Yatru Tarvayu, Neshech Kesef and Neshech Ochel, Chavet Alove, Alav Shoribit Al Shnehen. So Gemara basically says, it's like a trick, but the Gemara uses it often. When we read got Psukim, we teach us are redundant, we can apply that redundancy to mean something else, and we can see over here that it applies to Marbit as well, to Ochel as well, as much as it does to money. So it was only a little bit, then all very nice. This is Lo Tashich, right? Here we've got Lo Tashich Lachichet, no, because only a little bit, but Marbit Minayin. So now it's
the
borrower. Yeah, it applies to the lender, to the borrower. You're saying, how does it, you're saying, because the Pasuk, you go actually, I didn't read the Psukim. But you see, if it's we got to actually look in the Psukim. You know, let's take a moment and look in the Psukim. Okay, if you look at the Pasuk, it says, Lo Tashich, right? It says, Lo Tashich, Lachich Neshech, Kesef Neshech Ochel, Lo Tashich Aviyah, as opposed to Lo Tashuch. You could Rashi on the Pasuk says, Sheikh Azra'al Love, Shlo Yiten Ribit Lamalve. And then there's a Siftach HaChamim here that says, Uferush lo tashich, lo tigrom lachicha ki kach neshef kesef. So lo tigrom lachicha ki tikach. How do you cause your neighbor to take by you giving him? As opposed to lo tashuch. If you went, it was the Isra on the Malve, it would say on the Malve, lo tashuch. She it says here, lo tashok sachir. It doesn't say lo tashik. Lo tashich aviyah is a Isra on the Love. Yeah, look, that's what we learn. Says any le belove b'mavi. So we know that's the love, right? That he's over on shnei lavim if he pays. But we're at the malve. The one says neemar neshech belove v'neemar neshech b'malve. It mentions it twice. Remember this neemar and neemar. There's a gzeira shava over here. It says neshech on the malve and the neshech on the love. Ma neshech amu belove lo chilachtu ben kesef ben ochel. They make those things in between. Rashi says, "Yeah, Neymar, Migzara Shabbat Yali Flav Hechiat LeFluga Alei Detana." Right, this is it's different. Man Neshech Omer Belove Lo Chilakti Bo Ben Kesef Ben Ochel. Basically, Marbi between money and food, and between Neshech and Tarbit. Af Neshech Omer Belove BeMarve Lo Tachlok Bo Ben Kesef Ben Ochel Ben Neshech Ben Marvit. Right. So the question is, so he says over here, the Gzara Shava. Look at, okay. So that seems to be Limurim over here, that all these things are very, very clear to us. The Neshech and the Malve of the Pasuk is Ket Kaspecha lo titen lo beneshech. Okay, et Kaspecha lo titen lo beneshech. Don't give your money beneshech. That's what the Malve. So what says Minayin Rabot called Davar. How do you include other things as well, not just by not food, but anything in any type of form which is ribit? Tabud Omar, Neshech, Kol Davar, Sheyishach. That's the Pasuk, end of the Pasuk. It says anything. Okay, so we learned it now out of a Gzera Shava from the Malve and the Lovia, from it says, Neymar Neshech and Neymar Neshech. Ravina said, Ravina, I'm a lo Neshech, Ba'ochel, 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 This is not from Gzera Shavuot. In the Psukim, look at Rashi here. Lo Ravina Amar Lo Neshech Lemigmar B'Malve Min Lovi. We already learned Malve from Lovi from Gzera Shavuot. The Begufo Ktivi, Gzera Shavuot, you will see, it's written in the Psukim itself. It says, Di'i Katav Et Kaspecha Lo Titen Lo B'Neshech. It says, Di'i Kativ, if the Pasuk had written, Et Kaspecha Lo Titen Lo B'Neshech, Va'alchecha Lo Titen B'Tarbit. There would be like a amart if it had said Lord Tiyanu Beneshech v'achalta, but didn't. Hashem the pasuk it kasbacha Lord Tiyanu Beneshech, and it said over marbit Lord Titen acholecha. So it said if it had been written et kasbacha Lord Tiyanu Beneshech v'ochlecha al titen b'marbit, so we'd have neshek v'ochlecha, right? We had neshek being titen b'neshech and then v'ochlecha b'marbit. The word ochlecha would distinguish separate between neshech and marbit. But the Pasuk didn't say that. Right? Then we like you said, but now the Pasuk is Kaspecha lo titen lo beneshech uve marbit lo titen ocholecha. Kari v'achi, you can read the Pasuk like this. The words neshech and uve marbit go together next to each other. You can read it in both ways. You can say, Kaspecha lo titen lo beneshech uve marbit. And you can read the pasuk as well. They're repeating, "Beneshek v'armit lo titen noch alecha." Especially the way they cause neshek and marbit are written next to each other, you can read it as if they're meant to be repeated. You can apply neshek to marbit, and to kesef to neshek and marbit, and marbit and neshek and marbit to ochel. So good one second. It's very very nice. But va'atan ne'mar kama. We learned from a brighter. And we learned from Gzeir Shava. Look at Rashi. Gzeir Shava nafkadev echi pali gamor ata. If we learned that in a brighter, the brighter was the source that gave us the Gzeir Shava. Comes along Ravinu's in Amora, Kvodobim Komo Munach, important to Amora nonetheless. But what's the argument of the Tana? The brighter told us to learn Gzeir Shava. Ravinu said, "Ah, yeah, Gzeir Shava. We can learn it from the Psukim itself." So Gemara says, "Achikama." This is what he means. Ilu lo ne'emar kra, hayiti omer Gzeir Shava. Achshav shne'emar kra, Gzeir Shava lo tzarich. So Ravina says, "No, you're right. You could learn Gzeir Shava, but we don't need Gzeir Shava. But if there wasn't a pasuk this way, all the Tana telling us there could have been a Gzeir Shava." He said, "Gzeir Shava lameli." So what is a Gzeir Shava? Why is Gzeir Shava anyhow? He says, "Leneshech kol davar asher yishach." For that, the lo katav b'malve. Right? Because there, in the malve, it doesn't say neshech kol davar. In the malve, the best it says v'neshech v'tarbit. Kol davar is written with a love. So now in the Gzeir Shava, they teach me that the word kol davar, not only neshech, not only food, not only money, any type form of interest will apply to the malve as well. Okay? Good? That's good. So I'm a rav, lamali the katrach man, love beribit, love begezel, and love beona. Now we spoke about ona in the last parak, a lot about ona, spoken about gezel. Now we've got ribit as well. And in three place the Torah gives us an isu love elota se on all those three things. Why do they have to tell us love on earth? Isu love when it comes to stealing, and love when it comes to taking interest, and love comes to love. He says, we do need them all three. What the Gemara is implying when it says, why do we need all three? Is it said, just tell me one of them and I could have learned the other two from it, or at the worst, tell me two of them and I could learn the third. In other words, we'll see that they're characteristics that seem to be common to gezel, to ribit, and onah. We can work them out ourselves, right? Onah, you mislead somebody. Stealing, you take something from somebody. And ribit, you're causing somebody else to pay more than what he should have paid. So yeah, all three of them really, in a sense, cause some sort of social damage or some sort of financial damage to the parties involved, right? Gezel, onah, and ribit, they're all related. With a bit of creativity, I suppose, one could extrapolate on these things. And what's not sheikh, we needed them anyhow. Why? Tikkat Rahman Labba Ribit. If it had just written Labba Ribit, we said, Ribit. Mishum de Chilush, that's a massive Chilush, let's be honest. Would you think as Asura guys lending you money? Why can't he charge you for his money? It makes the most natural thing in the world. Our banking system works like that. I mean, why should we give you their money without charging you? They can rent you their car, they can rent you their horse, they can rent you their slaves. They can rent you anywhere. They can't rent you their money. It's a massive chidush, right?
Bishul the chidush. Because in the Torah it's written, you can't lend money with
the. But that's the chidush in the Torah. The Torah was mechadesh something which is contrary to the whole function of the world. The Torah allows you to rent out slaves, to rent out cars, to rent out animals, to rent out clothes, to rent out your house. It allows you to charge people for using every single item of anything that you own. And now suddenly it says you can't charge me for using my money. That's called a chidush.
It was a social thing.
The Torah was that's fine. But it was still a chidush. It's unique to Judaism. It's unique, at least put it this way. If the Muslims adopted it, they adopted it because of us. They didn't make it up themselves. Let's be honest. They didn't. The Quran came a few years after the Torah. Whatever. But I'm saying is, it's not something which seemed to have existed in a lot of halachas, a lot of norms which existed in the world before the Torah came along. But interest doesn't seem to be one of them, right? It's a chidush. So maybe that's why it had to write Dafka Ribit. Maybe Ribit would never be able to stand on its own. Right? So it says, Ida Rahmana love beribit, Mishum the Khirushu, Dafiru Belove Ashut Rahmana. Right? Here's the massive Khirush. The Khirush is not only is an issue on the Malve, charging Ribit, even issue on the Love paying the Ribit. Massive Khirush, think about it.
But I think on our eye we said it was also both ways.
On our eye is also both ways, correct? right? V'ikat Rachmana love begezel. If it just written letter, that was, we wouldn't be able to apply ribbit to anything else because it says a chidush. So he says, okay, fine. So let's ikat Rachmana love write a gezel. Would have said no. Gezel also wouldn't apply to ribbit or to ona'a mishum debal korche. Because it's gezel is if you're doing against your will. Ribbit, the guy's paying willingly if he agreed to pay ribbit. So it wouldn't apply to ribbit. And ona'a as well. The guy wanted to buy the objects. He was happy to overpay or you. The seller was happy to undersell because they wanted to do the deal. It wasn't about you forced him. I put a gun to your head. So we're good about ona'a aim a law. Right? So therefore, we wouldn't be able to apply it. If we just written ona'a, which also your na'a, we also can't apply. Why? Because ona'a, mishum de lo yada de machil. Ona'a, maybe the reason why the Torah said ona'a is asur, maybe the guy never knew that you'd overcharge him in order to moichel you. Right? That's what's special about ona'a. So we wants to prove basically that from each one, there's a unique reason why we could have thought that it was written. You wouldn't have been able to extrapolate it across the board and learn from either of the other two out of ribbit, gezel, or na'a. So okay, you know what? Maybe chadim, chadlu, okay. We agree that from one, we wouldn't be able to learn anything. Just wrote one of them. But taiti chadim itarte. But maybe we should have written two out of the three. And maybe the third, we could have learned the third from the other two. So we say, okay, new, hi taiti, which ones would you have taught? Are we happy to listen? Which would you have taught? So the Gemara says, lo lichtov rachmana love beribit. Maybe don't write the love on ribit. Vetaiti mehenech. And let's learn ribit from ona'a and gezel. Because they wouldn't have worked. Why? Because ma lehenech ona'a and gezel shekein shelo mida'at. Both ona'a and gezel is not something done voluntarily. We ribit done voluntarily, so it would have been, we wouldn't have done it. So tome me ribit de midate. Ribit is something which he does knowingly. Look at Rashi. Tome ribit date noten lo, he pays. So how could we ever have learned that from the other two? It was okay. Lo lich rachmane love ona'a. Don't teach us ona'a. Maybe we could learn on A'ah from Gezel and Ribit. But how would that work? What's common to on A'ah, I mean to Ribit and to Gezel? It's not the way that you do trade, stealing and misrepresenting. You know? Ribit on A'ah is interest and stealing. On A'ah is part of trade. It's different, all different. Don't write Gezel then. And we could have learned gezel from ona'a and ribit. Look at Rashi. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. You asked a little question. You said, "Mal ribit shekein chidush." What was unique about ribit? There was a chidush. Ona'a tochiach. So we couldn't learn it from ribit. Because you're saying we learn it from ribit and ona'a, we'd learn gezel. But how? You just told me yourself earlier, you said that what was unique about ribbit was a chidush. So how could we learn from it? No. Ona'a, we learn from ona'a. While ona'a, so we said, well, wait a second, but you had a question on ona'a as well. Rabbi, what was ona'a unique? Shechen lo yadav v'machir. They never knew in order to moichel you. So we said, okay, then we learn from ribbit. V'chazar adin, lo yikazer, lo yikazer, ez yatala shavei shemayin. But now we get into this sort of agadic type of spiral. That won't help us. That help us. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, we have to use both the common denominator. What's the common? What's the?
Just ask a question.
No, let's just finish the. Let's just finish the lining. Right?
Okay.
What's Shadashavei? What's the common to them? Shechein gozlo. Right? Because at the end of the day, he is stealing from the guy, but with ribit or with ona'a, there's some sort of aspect of theft in both of them. Right? Both ribit, you're taking away money from the guy. You're making him pay you more money than he got. So you're sort of like, in a sense, taking from him. And on as well, you're overcharging, you ripped him off. So he says, Va'afani avi gezel. And we say, you know what, okay, we can live with that. Before, okay, what's the question, Claude? Before we read the Gemara's question.
Sort of another underlying thing. That with no inflation, and it's not trade, was there a presumption in those times that interest could not be charged on capital?
It's not a presumption. It's written in the Torah, in black and white. We just mentioned a whole bunch of psukim.
That's just what I wanted to do.
Okay. So the one says, fine, we understand. Okay, so now you've proven to me that maybe you might have been able to learn gezel from ona'a and ribit. Okay, maybe. Ela lav be gezel. So why did the Torah write it?
Dan, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why do we only talk about gezel and not
Geneva? I think that at the moment, Daddy, I think the Gemara is using Gezel and Geneva interchangeably, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think.
And because Gezel, we always say,
Yes, no. But I think if you ask me, I think it seems over here that Lo Tignov and Lo Tigzor. Well, there is a Rashi over here that I don't know if I skipped out, where Rashi mentions that the Gnav. Let's wait, look, I think it's over the Amud. There's a Rashi coming up which mentions Lo Tignov and Aseret HaDibrot, is specifically speaking about kidnapping. We'll see Lo Tignov in a minute mentioned. Okay? Ela Bekez Lameli. Why we got that Lota said the mitzvah of Lameli? He says, Lekovesh Schar Sachir. What's the kovesh schar sachir? A person doesn't pay his workers on time. He holds back their wages. Look at Rashi. The law matter liade. Right? It says, sorry. Wait a second. Kovesh schar sachir behedikativ be. It says, lo tashok sachir anivivion. Don't tashok to, right? So the guy you owe your wages to an anivivion. Impoverished people, pay them. Right? So he says, no, lavor la bishnei lavim. You get to be chiving two lavim. We see a lot of the time, right? The Torah bundles punishments. But Rashi explains that what's the koves achas here? Because here on the one hand, the law matali adai, the guy who's not paying you, he's not actually taking anything, he's not stealing anything for himself. He's just holding it back. The law mechsar le, and I imagine the Rashi saying here, it's not that they're taking anything away from you, because he just didn't give it to you. Ultimately, you will get it maybe, but he's holding it back and you aren't getting it. As opposed to Gezel, where you had it and he took it from you, as opposed to Ribit, where you had to pay him extra, right? Or on Na'ah, where he gave you something and he defrauded you. This over here, this Oshek with regards to Saturday, Koves Sachir, is really a passive situation. What did the guy do? Right? Where's the Gzela here? I didn't do anything. Well, that's exactly the problem, mister. Because you did what you didn't do, that's the problem, which is quite a Chiddush in itself as well. Right, because you over on an avera by a shev al tase, by not doing anything you over an avera. That's the law taking over there. So Gemara says v'lok be beribit v'onaa v'lavor la b'shnei lavi. She says, well, why didn't we hit him with establish it? Why do we have to write gezel? We could have got it through ribit and onaa and be over in two lavi. She says, no, davar la mibino, because it's not in the context. Ribit and onaa wouldn't have helped us. We had to write it specifically because davar halamed minyano. It's that idea of kovesh sachar sachir was written in the context of salaries. In the chiddush over there, look at Rashi. Lav de gezel lo tashop velo tigzol v'chol haosek kevishat sachar sachir hu. So he says it's a lav de gezel, right? Lo tashok velo tigzol. Don't withhold it, etc. Don't mess around with him. Don't steal from him. So now so now you've mentioned lo tigzol. We understand Gzela, we understand Onaa, we understand Ribit. So now go ask the question, Lo Tignovu de Katachon Lameli. Why do they need Lo Tignovu? You see, that's why I think the Gemara, when it said Lo Tigzol, Gemara understood all the time that Lo Tigzol, Lo Tignovu are a package deal. If I already learned it out of Gzela, then why do I need it out of Geneva? Right? No. Look at Rashi. Rashi points out over here, Leilaf mi Ribit vo Onaa, share mechsurma. When we can learn it from Ribit and Onaa, because what's happening? You're taking away money from him. And Lo Tignov, he says Rashi, Daseret Hadibrot Lo Kmi Baile. We're not asking the question on the Lo Tignov in the Ten Commandments. Da Azara Le Gonev Nefashoti. Because that there is a warning against kidnapping, not against money. Right? Kilaminum Besanhedrin Daf Pei Vav. Right? So, poo. Remember that. You're in the poo when you kidnap, right? Right? That's a separate issue altogether. So, yeah, the question is, so why are we written it there? If we really learned Gzela, we could ostensibly have learned it from Onaa and from Ribit. So Lechidatanya quotes a bright Taviyat of Tseftim Baba Kama, right? It says there, Lo Tignovu. There, the Masorah Shas points out that there it says Lo Tignovu, not Lo Tignovu, Lo Tignovu, Al Menat Le Mikat, or Mekat, right? In other words, even if you want to just, you don't really intend to steal, you just try to mess around with the guy. Look at Rashi, Letzair. To call him strife and grief. That's also an issue. Or Lo Tignov Abanat Leshalem Tashlume Kefel. Maybe you want to, look at Rashi, Shirotse, La Hanotov, Yodea Bosh Lo Yikabel. You want to pay a guy money and he won't take from you. So you know, like, I'll steal from him and I'll be found chayev, have to pay him double. And I want to enrich the guy. Even then, is he over an issue Doraita? You want to give him money, but you still in order that they'll go take you and punish you, b'chav kefil, that in itself is asur. So I'm not Yemen Ravashi.
Why don't you just give him the money?
He won't take it from you, that's what Rashi says. Shot said on top of your dad, boss, the other guy, the guy's got pride. He won't take it from you.
Right.
Right? I don't want God to give it to me. You know the story with the guy in the boat, right? In the, when he's on the roof of flood. So he says, a guy comes past and says, the water's rising. He says, can I get into my little boat? I don't know, God will save me. And then the waters go up and he goes high up and a guy comes by in a big boat and the waters are now up to his neck. He says, no, God will save me. He's now standing on the roof. A helicopter comes past and they want to drop down the rope to him. He says, no, I'm not staying. God's going to save me. Eventually he dies. He goes to heaven. He says to God, but God, I believed you so much. What happened? I trusted in you. You're saving the flood. He said, what do you mean? I sent you a paddle boat. I sent you a speed boat. I sent you a helicopter. What do you mean God will save you? You know, so yeah, the guy doesn't want you to help him with the money. He's waiting for God to send the money down from heaven. You know, he doesn't want the money. Okay.
Same story with the lottery ticket.
Right, yeah. So Amar Ravi Amar Ravashi, love the Katavach Bane Bemishkolot Lamali. So he says, okay, so we understand now why we've got Gzeilo, and so we've got Ribi, and so we've got Ona'a, and we've got Geneva. Why we got an Isu love with Mishkolot with regard to your weights? Look at Rashi. Lota Se Avel. I quote the Pasuk over here. Lota se avel ba mishpat, with judgment, ba midah, with measurements, ba mishkal, with your weights, or ba msora. We'll see what a moment that means in a moment. She says, why for mishkalot? What a mishkalot? Why have we got a separate issue there as well? But could we have learned as well? She says, amalei litomen mishkalotav b'melach. That's a special issue there. The Rashi says, via maneo, litomen mishkalotav, a maneo, a pras. You sort of soak your weights in salt, so they become heavier. When you come to buy, each guy would have their, we've spoken about before, they'd have their own sets of weights. You arrive at the shuk and you bring out your weights and you put your weight on that side measure, and it says in it 10 pounds, but it's 10 pounds full of salt. Looks like 10, actually 11 or 12 pounds. Put it down and the guy fills up his scale to match your weights and you steal. Separate issue, not only on that stealing, but the, even when you salted the weights, you soaked them in the weight. Looks like it was the question. But that's already, that's gezel. That's learned out of gezela. Why have we got a separate issue of mishkolot? He says, no. La'avor alav mishat asiya. There's a separate issue doraita just in adjusting those weights, even if you never use them. Look at Rashi. Mishat asiya, mishat hatmana, va'afiru lo shakal ben. Even if you never actually come to use those weights, right? Mm-hmm. You just do it at home. You create the false weight. And you never, ever get to do it. The fact that you made those weights was an issue doraita already on its own. So it was the warnings about mishpat. This is the passage which we saw now, right? So on the same, on that subject, the warnings of brighter, lota se'av mishpat, don't have iniquity of justice. What's av mishpat? But midah was well to weight, measurements, or mishkal, or mesorah. So the Gemara says over here now, Mesorah, Rashi says, is a midah talachi. So we've got a midah, like of dry goods, and you've got like some sort of like a measurement of a liter bottle or something like that, and you've got your weights. So the Gemara says, b'midah, so b'midat karka. B'midah over here comes to mean that you measure out the land. You know how they would measure with ropes. The Gemara says, you shouldn't measure for the one brother. Rashi says over here, you're talking about a case. They're spreading up the fields. He says over here that if you're using the same rope, in the winter the rope is wet, therefore it stretches. And in the summer months the rope is very tight. So the winter months you're going to measure for the one brother a piece of ground, the rope's going to stretch, going to be longer. In the summer months, you're going to be shorter. You're going to give them differently. Measure whether in the winter or in the summer, with use this only at the same time. So that's one issue. Then it says the mishkal. So that's what midah is. Mishkal ish lo yachmi mishkalotav. We saw that you shouldn't soak your weights in salt. And the mesorah shelo yartiach. Rashi says over here, mesorah is midah talach. He says over here, bela shemaleta midah keshemotzi et hayayin ulachar zman nimtza et chasera. If you pour wine into the measure, you know, as you pour the wine, like the gas, it fizzes up. And then you measure. Then whenever the guy goes home, in the meantime, all the froth has settled, and he's short of a measure. So don't measure that way. Measure it and wait and let it settle and fill it up. And the Gemara on that way says, now imagine a little weight, like it's a mesorah, is a little measure. So he says the things of Kavachomer. Umamus Rashi Echad Mishloshim V'Shisha Belog. It's 1/3 of a log. He picked up the Torah mentioned in the Shara specifically. So Kavachomer for a hin and a chatzin and a shlishit hin and a vita hin and a log v'chatzin log v'vita log. All the other measures as well. So you, the Torah made the comment on one of the smallest measures that you've got. Now you've got to be so careful. Kavachomer and all that.
If you pour a glass of beer,
right on the side. So that the froth goes down, correct. It's learned from this Gemara. That's where the bombing got it from. Yeah, it's from this stuff. Right? Okay, Amar Rav, Elamani de Katrachmani, Yitzhak Mitzrayim Beribit. So now the Gemara asks a question like this. Why do we mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim when it comes to interest? Ani Asher Lekev HaChem Eshel Tzeti Yitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim. What's interest got to do with coming out of Mitzrayim? So he says, and Yitzhak Mitzrayim Gabe Tzitzit. What do we mention it there for? Yitzhak Mitzrayim Mishkolot. If I mention the weight, you mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Tzitzit Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Ribit Yitzhak Mitzrayim. What's it all about? Not Pesach every night. Rashi in Pashat Baha, right? In Kedoshim. So he says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, I'll tell you what the connection is. Ani Yushiv Chanti Mitzrayim Ben Tipashat Bechor Tipashat Asher Bechor Makat Bechorot. Hashem came over and he knew exactly who was. I forgot. Ethan's in the army. Wow. So, Rashi says over here, how did God know that? If there are 10 Ravakim, 10 single guys, had relations with one woman, and she fell pregnant from all 10 of them. So now only the Bechor of the father is the Bechor, right? But now she had 10 kids from 10 different fathers. They're all Bechorot. People down the street, they know that they're all from father by different people. They think they're all from the same father. And 9 of them are not Bechor. One's a Bechor. God knew. They all died. Just like Hashem says, I was able to distinguish then exactly who was a Bechor. I knew Shri Prabhu Mishatulem Aotab and Nochri. I'm the same person who will know that if you give your money to a goy, look, Rashi says, you lend money to a guy, a Jew, in charge interest, and you say you're acting as the Shaliach for the goy. And it's actually he's the one that charged the interest, not me. God said, I'll know that. If you the guy soaking your weight in salt, no one else knows about it, but God knows about it. Someone who puts what sits it, the guy who puts a tzera, she says, right, you put a blue on your garment and you tell everyone that you're a big tzaddik and it's tchelet, but really it's not, it's this cheap stuff. So Rashi, tchelet the maviyak is very expensive. So I've heard about chilazon, it comes from the chilazon, she anole min hayam, ela achad shvim shana, comes only once in 7 years. So you don't want to waste money on expensive stuff. You put on a dal, it looks very similar, and you walk around with your tzitzit out. Right? God says, I'm the one, I know what's going on over here. That's why tzitzit, ribbit, and a tzitzit, ribbit, and the measures. All the, basically anything that you that only you know and no one else knows, and you think you can forge your way through life. God tells you, I took you out of Egypt. I know who the Bechor in Egypt was. I know how to distinguish. For you can hide them from the rest of the world. You can't hide them from me. Okay. Ravina ikle l'sur deprat. Ravina rav ikle l'sur. Rashi says v'yasur deprat. Yisura yoshevet al nahar prat ve'enzul sur estam. Not just stam, but you got sur deprat. Now you got hurt. Stein hurtzle pituach. You know, one's on the sea, one's on the sea. So you had sur deprat on the seaside of surah. Why is it mentioned Shratzim in Yetziat Mitzrayim? It says, okay, do we have that pasuk over here? Yeah, at the end of Shmini, the Torah says like this. It says, "Al teshakzu et nafshalechem dan iti shkat lishkot shimrat b'chol ha'shetz ha'shetz v'lo titamu b'dabi kamet v'nitmetem bam." Why? Ki ani Hashem lokechem, I'm Hashem your God, v'itkadishtem v'item kashim, be holy, ki gerosh ani, because I'm holy, v'lo titamu et nafshalechem dan make yourself tamei, b'chol ha'shetz ha'rometz la'aretz, and all these crawlies. And the pasuk says like this, ki ani Hashem, I'm God, amale etchem et v'itshayim, v'yotachem lohim, v'item kiroshim ki gerosh ani. I brought you out of Egypt, be Ma'aleh Etchem, I'm the one, be holy. So he says over here, Rav Achina Misri, Osh Ravina. He says, tell me, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the Karach Manah, Gabe Shratzim, why is Shratzim there mentioned next to Yitzhak Mitzrayim? What's going on over here? Look at Rashi. אני אשר מלא אתכם את שלהם, רץ, זה המלא, אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא, אני הוא שהבחנתי בין טיפה של בחור, טיפה של יושב בחור. He gives that one to be so moment ago, with regard to tzitzit, in regard to the white tzitzit, שאני עתיד יפרה ממי שמרב, קרבי דגים טמאים וקרבי דגים טהורים. He said, gives the same answer, and he says, I will know if you're mixing the intestines, the innards, right, of a kosher fish or the tray fish and just sending them as kosher. So Amale, so Rav Chanina of Misur says, Ravina, but that's not my question, Ravina. My question is, Ana Hama'ale Kakashe. Why does it say there in the Pasuk, Dafka, it says there, Ki Ani Hashem Hama'ale Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim. Why is it there? In other places, never says, he says, Ani Yotzei Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim. Why here Hama'ale? I took you out with a positive, I lift you up. He says, Ma'ashna Hacha Hama'ale Dekatachem. Why does it mention there Hama'ale? He says, Hama'ale Lekidatane Barab Yishmael. We learn from a bright day, Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Shmuel, HaMakosh Baruch Hu, Ilmalei, Heleitit Yishav Mitzrayim, Edom Yishvil Devazim, Vatekin, Amishav Mitzrayim, just for this, not to eat Shatzim. Look at that. Ra'anu Grash, Edom Yishvil Devazim, Kedemfarsh Tekame, Shehein Me'ulim V'Naim, Ve'enan Nimasim B'Shkotzim Alalu, Amishav, or Me'ulim V'Naim, and they don't ma'us like Shkotzim, like Yitab Lashon Ilui, שמעלה גדולה היא אצלם, את המעלה אצל עם ישראל, שהם מתאמים בשרצים דייה. Just for that reason, to make sure עם ישראל don't become tamay with all these שקוצים and שרצים, would have been a good enough reason altogether. So we've got our own דיינו, God's got his דיינו, right? We say, אילו הוציאנו, God says, אילו אלוהות, right? If I had taken it for that, it would have been good enough. Okay, המעלה, ומי נפש אגריו תפי מריבית ומציצות וממשקולות, She says, "Nafish agrayu." They get a biggest reward for all of those things. So I'm like, "Afa gav the Lord nafish agrayu tvei meisi lemachlinu." See, they are to that. They begin. Other agray could be a punishment is not greater, or the reward is not greater, irrespective of what it is. He says, "Aeva meisi lemachlinu." They are maus to the guys who eat them. Whereas he's telling Avi Arvin is telling us that eating shkotzim is bad for you. That on a spiritual level, you shouldn't do it. So now the Gemara goes back to discussing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ve'eze hu tarbit," and we said, "Amar bepeirot, right? Ketzad lechamin uchitim bedin azav." We saw the story in the Mishnah that we paid him in advance, and the guy wanted to buy later on. So the Gemara said, "Wait a second, atu kol hani daminan adhash the love ribitu." So we said, "Ve'eze hu tarbit." The Mishnah said, "This is tarbit. What up until that wasn't tarbit." So Rabbi, you ad kan shel Torah. Up until now, it's a writer. Kam erech shel divrehem. Chanam Rav, ad kan shel Torah, kam erech divrehem. The Gemara says, "Ad kan." Alright, so he says over here that really the Mishnah is discussing different things. The first part we're discussing Isra Deraita, and now we are discussing Isra Derabanan. The Gemara goes on and says, Adkan Yachin Rasha Viyubash Tzadik. What do you mean Yachin Rasha Viyubash Tzadik? Rasha Davi Yachin Rasha Viyubash Tzadik. He says, Sheim Meitvi Niach Lebanav Motri, if a father had charged Ribit, and he died. So Yachin Rasha, the Rasha prepared them, Vyubash, and the Tzaddik can wear them. What does it mean? Rashi says, Ya'ain Chavin Achsir, Valze Nemar Yachin Rasha, Vyubash Tzaddik, Vachi Tanya Rev Tosefta. So we learned that the children have to go be give back the ribit. The father wasn't allowed to take it. Once he took it, the children can benefit from it. Adkan Vetulog, he says, is that it? Adkan Vetulog, what do you mean? Adkan Vetulog, Rashi, beat me up. Question mark, Koshika, the ribit Rabbanan, Ain Abin Chayav Lachsir. We understand that just that, you know, Afilu Adkan Yachin Rasha Vibas Sadik. Afilu Adkan says, the Ribit Doraita, the writer, Yachin Avshu Rasha Viyamut, Velo Yene, Vaben Shu Tzadik, and Ochayav Lachzir. So even as the Doraita, she says, Adkan Ribit Ketsutza, Mikal Ravach, is it, are we talking about Ribit Ketsutza? I mean, Ribit Ketsutza is like the real one. So Rashi says, Adkan Ribit Ketsutza, Vakofilu Tobaitin Lachzir, Im Tovo Bechayav. What do we say that if the father was alive, Beitin would force him to give it back? But Mikamech with Avak Ribit, they wouldn't. So Rabbi Lazar, Ribit Ketsutza, Yotzeh Betayanin. He learned from there that Ribit Ketsutza, Tanim can force the father to pay it back. But Avak Ribit, and Yotzeh Betayanin. Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Ribit Ketsutza, Nami, and Yotzeh Betayanin. And Rabbi Yochanan says, even more than that, Rabbi Yochanan says, even Ribit Ketsutza. And he doesn't go back with Dayanim. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Maikra, what's Rabbi Yochanan's reason? He says, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Beneshech Natan, V'tarbit Lakach, V'chai Lo Yichye Kolotavot Elu Asa. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, the pasuk in Yechezkel, Beneshech Natan, V'tarbit Lakach, V'chai Lo Yichye Et Kolotavot Elu Aso Mot Yumat Amav Bo Yichye. So Rabbi Yochanan wants to say, למיתה ניתם ולא לישבון, וגם הדר from them, but on his death, it doesn't have to be repaid. So, you know, let's stop over here. I think it's a decent place to stop.